Hello, and welcome to the Prevention Pest Control Podcast, where we talk about pest issues that can affect the Northeast Ohio region throughout the year. I'm Dave Novak, and today's topic is five things to consider when you are hiring a pest control company to solve a pest issue at your home. We'll start with number one. Is the company licensed and insured? If you're going to have someone work on your home, don't you want to deal with a business that carries insurance if something were to go wrong and that they're properly trained to do the job? Treating your home with pesticides requires training and licensing and really should not be taken lightly. In today's world of litigation, hiring someone who is licensed and insured is really the only way to have somebody work on your home or business. Number two, how much experience does the company have in dealing with the problem you called about? If they have only been in business a short while, they may lack the experience and knowledge that is necessary to treat your home. Or if the company advertises for stinging insects, and that is primarily what they do, then they may not be a good choice for solving a termite infestation. Number three, are they local? We have had customers call us because the former provider was an hour away and then have to wait days to get their home serviced. They were told they had to wait until the technician was back in the area, and that may be a week or longer. Also, when you call a business, isn't it better to talk to someone that's in a local office rather than from a call center in another state? Dealing with a local business has so many benefits. We could do an entire podcast just on that topic alone. Number four, will the company put the estimate in writing? We still run into people who have had a competitor give them an estimate that was written on the back of a business card. Now, there's no way to compare apples to apples when deciding who to hire with that method. As we all know, price is not the only factor when making a decision. The contract should have the price, the scope of the work, warranty, and other specific information that was discussed at the time of the inspection. If the company refuses to put it in writing, that should tell you a lot. Number five, and what I think is one of the most important ones, what does your gut tell you? People in general buy from people they feel comfortable with. I have walked out of a few places over the years when I observed how the company treated other customers that were waiting for service, whether it was at a restaurant, an auto repair shop, drugstore, wherever. Something inside me just felt uncomfortable, and I decided to go somewhere else. I'm sure some of you have had that same experience. Or if it was like pulling teeth just to get a quote or someone to finally call you back. And that was even before they did a service and you hadn't even paid them yet. How are you going to feel when you're ignored when you need that extra service or a call back? Google reviews can also paint a picture of what to expect when you hire a business to work at your home. The bottom line is trust your gut. And again, people in general buy from people they feel comfortable with. I know I do. So let's review. One, make sure the company is licensed and insured. Don't take the risk of someone being on your property that does not have the basic credentials in business. Two, how much experience does the company have in dealing with my problem? If they only deal with a few specific pests, are they the right business to solve my pest issue? Don't be a guinea pig. Third, is the company local? Will they be able to respond to an issue in a timely manner? Fourth, will they put it in writing? Always get it in writing so you can compare what each company offers and make an educated decision. And number five, trust your gut. If you feel confident in the company you contacted and they have been professional in every aspect, then go ahead with the service. If you have an uneasy feeling with someone, then get a few more estimates until it feels right. You want the experience of dealing with someone at your home to be a pleasant one. So some legwork on the front end will make sure that happens. Well, that wraps up this episode of the Prevention Pest Control Podcast. You can reach us anytime at preventionpestcontrol.net, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and by calling us directly at 234-571-1203. Please like and subscribe our podcast, and thanks for listening.